For the last couple of months, Joe Vitale, Mr. Fire and I have been talking marketing ideas that we recorded way back, really way back, in the infancy of digital marketing. And last month we completed our chat on business cards, but there's more to business cards than meets the eye, as we find out here. Now, Joe, you do something else with a business card.
Well,
you have a very large business card which you use everywhere. Tell people about that.
I didn't remember that I ever gave you one. How did you know about the larger business card? Are you referring to the business card that looks exactly like that but is enlarged, or are you referring to the postcards that I have
in books? I'm referring to both of them, so come on, spill the beans.
Okay, well, I have found that postcards... We're talking about business cards that are the size of postcards. You call them postcards here?
Yeah, 6x4 in the old-fashioned.
Right.
Yeah, that's in inches. Mm-hmm. That'd be something else in centimetres. I was never very good. 12x10.
I didn't bring any examples of that, so we can't show it up, bring it up, and you and I talk about it.
We don't need to, because this is wireless.
Well, they can't see it anyway,
that's
can
right,
they?
That's right, Joe.
We are audio, aren't we?
Yeah.
Okay, so what I've done with the business cards is I've blown it up to postcard size, which simply is just another outrageous move. It's another bold move there to make my card more memorable. All I'm trying to do is create something that people won't forget. When I give them a giant business card, they can't put it in their pocket. They can't easily throw it away. It's something that is sticking with them. And really, the idea came from postcards in general. Everybody reads postcards. I mean, the front of the postcard can have an ugly picture on it. We all turn it over. We read it. It was always a joke that the mailman, postal man, whatever you call the mail delivery here.
That's what we call them.
Mail delivery person.
Post person, yeah.
Post person. Well, it's a joke that they'll read postcards too. Everybody turns over the postcards and read them. So what I did was take my business card, blow it up to postcard size. I got plenty of the room on the back of it. If I wanted to mail it to somebody, they actually get my business card in the mail as a postcard with a notation from it on the back. Maybe I met them somewhere. Maybe they bought some of my products and I send that with them with a nice thank you, an autograph from the author. I've also done the same thing with every one of my books where I would take the cover of the book and make that the front of the postcard, and the back of the postcard on the left, I would have some information about the book, including how to order it, to go to my website at MrFire.com, to go and see excerpts from the book. And over on the right side, this is still on the back of the postcard, I can address it. I can write something in there. I've used the postcards as a marketing tool for myself, where I would rent a list or even mail to my own mailing list, and I can mail them my postcard of any one of my books. My latest book, for example, the P.T. Barnum book, There's a Customer Born Every Minute. I had thousands of postcards made very reasonably. If you do some searches on the internet, you'll find printing companies that'll print 1,000 to 5,000 full-color postcards for $100, which is their invitation to get you to start doing business with them. Well, that's dirt-cheap marketing right there. Make postcards of your business. Make postcards of your product, for example. I do it of my book. I mail those out. I give those out. We're speaking tomorrow at that conference. I'm going to be giving everybody one of those giant postcards and one of those giant postcards of one of my books.
Wow. No end to your generosity. Wow. Now, tell me.
Yes.
I can see how you use it. Mm-hmm. I'm a plumber. How am I going to use a postcard? I'm a shoe shop. I'm a manufacturer. How am I going to use a postcard? Come on, real examples.
Well, I think the very first, most obvious thing here is that you can use it as a reminder. For example, the plumbers, I think they need to be reminding people, have you checked your plumbing recently? Have you had your drains unclogged? I don't know what the common problems might be. Is that drip bothering you at night? You know, could be a headline on the back of a postcard. I'm a great believer, if it's a service of that sort, make the postcard have a peel-off sticker or have some sort of name and address that can come off of it and go on the pipes or under the sink on a pipe or on the water heater.
Or so, just have the postcard so they can put it on the fridge because it looks good enough to go on the fridge.
It could actually be something that says, place this on your refrigerator. When you have a plumbing problem, call me. Or if you haven't had your plumbing inspected or whatever the thing might be. The same thing could be, I don't know if you said accountants or you gave a couple other examples just a second ago, but find out what the service is for your particular industry and remind people of you and their need for you in some way. A postcard is a fantastic way to do it. The fellow who does my air conditioning and furnace inspections and so forth back in Houston, Texas, will send a postcard or a flyer out every 6 months or so and say, well, we're about to go into the hot time of Texas. Have you had your AC inspected? You know, it's time. Here's the phone number. For example, the guy that I bought the water filter from for the house, where I've got this water filter beside the sink, and I've got it hooked up that all the water is purified, but it has a filter within the product that needs to be changed. Well, most people never change that filter. They buy the product, they set it there, and they let it go forever, which ends up they're drinking worse water than ever before because it's so contaminated. This fellow sends out a postcard and said, it's been 1 year since you've had your filter replaced. It's time for you to get a new one. It's $33.95 plus postage. I can send it back. Just send this postcard with your check, and I'll take care of it. Those are brilliant ways to use postcards.
So I guess what we're doing with a postcard for any business is using them to stay in touch. Mm-hmm. So we're moving along a bit there, aren't we? We've used our business card and our postcard to introduce us to people. We can use them to stay in touch. And frankly, that's something most businesses don't do, is stay in touch with the people that have already bought. So later on in this tape, we need to talk about some of the ways to do that. Joe, the other way they can use a postcard is purely as a letterbox dropper. Is that what you call them? Something to go in letterbox droppers?
Just to mail through the drop in a snail mailbox? Is that what you're referring to?
Or alternatively, where somebody walks along and just puts them in letterbox, like a handbill.
Oh, is that legal here?
Yeah.
See, in the States, you're not allowed to put a flyer or a postcard actually inside the mailbox.
Aren't you?
It's illegal. It's a federal offense to do that. However, you can stick it beside the mailbox through the flags that the people can put up when they're trying to alert the postal person that there's mail in the box, come and stop here and take it. You can put it on the outside. You can stick it in their door if you want to do any of that. A common thing in the States is to stick postcards and flyers in windshields. Which, that's kind of tricky because you don't know who your target market is unless you're going to one place where they're all parked, and maybe you can put it in their windshields there.
We're the exact reverse. You can't put things under windscreen wipers anywhere in Australia because of anti-litter laws, but you can still put things in letterboxes, providing there's not a sign on the letterbox saying no junk mail.
That's brilliant. I like that for a couple of reasons. One is your country is so beautiful. There is no litter. There's very little pollution. It is absolutely gorgeous. And I didn't realize that one of the reasons is that there are laws just like what you're just talking about. Because what happens in the States, if you stick those under windshield wipers, most of the time people trash them by throwing them right on the street. So that's a hit and miss approach, and that's not what we're really talking about here. When we do our marketing and we talk about street smart marketing, I think we want to be as targeted as possible, meaning you want to go after the people that are most likely to want your product or service. So putting them in the letterboxes, putting them in the mailboxes, as I would use my term for the U.S. Mail drops, is smarter as long as you can target those people.
Well, that'd be a convenience store. It'd be a pie shop. It'd be a fruit shop with
A neighborhood.
So people are going to come from a mile or so, a couple of kilometers, and you want to build the relationship with people in the immediate area. So you could use your postcards there, allowing for the different requirements of the law in both countries. Well, I think we've probably wrapped up business cards and postcards, Joe, haven't we?
I think we've spoken at length, probably more than anybody's ever done before, but I think it was absolutely essential because business cards, again, are marketing 101, have fantastic business cards, carry those business cards, give out those business cards, and use those business cards as opportunities to be advertisements that you might mail out, that you might give out, that you might be more creative and come up with ways that we're not even thinking of right now that you can use those business cards for.
There's a guy called Joe Girard. He has the title of the world's greatest salesman.
That's right.
He goes through, I don't know, 24,000 business cards a year. When he's at the football and his team scores a goal, he doesn't throw paper into the air. He throws his business cards. Sensational.
I never heard anything like that. That's brilliant.
And it works gangbusters because he's turned out to be the world's greatest salesman.
Well, that almost implies that I might rent a plane and dump a load of business cards over a particular area of the city.
Yeah. But not only, Australia, we have laws.
I would say just not do it in Australia.
No, because we'd have your name, address, and phone number.
You'd know after go after.
That's dead right. Now, we got off the subject there a while ago because I was asking you, Joe, how do you find somebody to help you with your marketing?
Oh, that's a major question.
Joe Vitale and myself on a program we recorded years ago called The Marketing Toolbox. If you'd like to purchase the program, just go to the website and you can listen to it all at once rather than in installments.